are listening to FBC Perspective, a podcast from First Baptist Church, Kelowna.
Hello from First Baptist Church in Kelowna. This is Pastor Kevin Green. I'm your host, and I'd like to welcome you to our Perspective podcast, where we talk about things that help us live better lives. Today, it's just me, and I'm looking forward to this, though, because we get to talk about something that I think is a key to living a better life, to living a healthy, productive life that contributes to society, nurtures our own spirituality, is conscious of the environment, God's creation, and not just that, as if that wasn't enough, but also turns our focus to ourselves in a healthy way and to others in a healthy way. It's something that I literally think, believe, that can change the world. So what is this, you might ask? What is it? How can this be? Well, today we'll be talking about loving where you live. So I hope you come from this episode excited and motivated about where you live and hopeful about living a better life. But before we get into that, I just want to do a quick reflection and a look forward. So this is the last podcast till September, and I'm really looking forward to connecting in the fall. We've got some great guests lined up. Also, I'm looking forward to your questions. Ask me anything, and I will do my best to answer them, or at least I will interact with them. So I'm looking forward to that. I'd also really, really love to hear from you about what subjects you want me to cover or what guests you'd like to hear from. You can send your questions to kevin@fbckelowna.com with the heading podcast and ask me anything. Let's see how I do with that. I don't promise to give you a comprehensive answer, but I'll do my best. Well, this has been my first season ever of doing podcasts, and this is my 15th episode. And I have to say, I've really enjoyed it. And I think it's been good for me. I think I've grown as an interviewer, and it's challenged me in some interesting ways. I mean, just putting myself out there in the public with my opinions for all to hear, that's been challenging and growing for me. And honestly, maybe a lot of you can relate to this. One of the biggest things was just getting over the pain of hearing my own voice. So I guess I got over myself. It's been good. And I've realized that there are so many talented, smart people out there that have so much to contribute. And I just love hearing from them and interacting with them and giving them voice. So today, I want to talk with you and explore the whole idea of loving where we live. You know what I mean? Loving where you live. That means both loving where you live in the sense of you love it there, you are invested, you like it. And it means loving where you live in the sense of the actions of love, doing good things, helping others, investing in your community. And I think this is so important because life is too short to not love where you live. So in the first sense, that emotional investment in the place where you live, where you belong, a healthy life, living a better life, living a good life is about investing and loving where you live, the people and the place. If you don't live in your dream home or dream property, I'm convinced that you can't go through life waiting for that place that will finally make you happy. Because when we do that, we find that the time never comes. And it becomes a way of life that we will be happy and fulfilled when something happens some other time, when we live somewhere else, so we can go through life waiting for the next thing or place or even relationship to make us happy. And that habit, that way of thinking, that way of being becomes this huge obstacle to never truly being free and loving fully. And it becomes a root of malcontent. So what I'm saying is that liking where you live, loving where you live, being invested where you live is a decision. And you need to decide to love where you live. And it's a good decision. I know so many people that have been on this relentless search for that next thing for their whole lives. And they will never find it, because the truth is, the thing you were looking for isn't something out there in the future that will make you happy. That, my friends, is an illusion. People I know have left great relationships, neighbors that loved them deeply, places of health, places close to family, place that facilitated walking, short commutes, community involvement, all these things that are, we know, huge and accurate metrics of physical, spiritual, and mental health, all in favor of that new place that somehow promises to make them happy, the big house. But it ends up usually being an empty choice, because the emptiness follows. And these things do not bring happiness. So, loving where you live is a choice you have to make to go deeply into loving God and loving others. And we need to do it now, today. The more you make that decision, the better you will get at it. So investing emotionally where you live makes you healthy and makes for stronger communities. So there's that part of it, the feeling part of it, the emotion. And there's also the second part, where you live, the decision part, the action part. Loving where you live in the sense of the actions of love, doing good things, helping others, investing in your community. And to me, and if you were a Christian, this really reaches the heart of the gospel. It's the essence of the Christian message, loving God and loving others. Now, I think we can often forget or make things really complicated, but really, it's simple. When Jesus was asked what the greatest command was, he responded with two: love God and love others. And by the way, you can read this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. And there's two things about this. One, and maybe you saw this right away, but in my spiritual journey as a Christian, I didn't really put this together. The greatest command. This is the greatest. In other words, it's the most important. All other things need to be compared to and weighed against this. If what you are doing or saying or how you are behaving and interacting doesn't line up with loving God and others, it's not the way. It's not following the way of Jesus. It's that simple. So when we get all rule-bound or want to exclude people or don't want to value diversity in our communities, remember this. The most important thing, the filter, is loving God and loving others. Let that sink in. It's the most important thing. And two, this command, which is actually two, Jesus calls one command. It's because they are so connected. You can't say you love God when you aren't loving others. We're all connected. We are all responsible for one another. We are to invest in one another. So, I mean, this means that gone is the option of just quietly doing your own thing, isolating yourself, ignoring your neighbors, and just reading your Bible and praying by yourself and being this good little Christian in isolation. That's not an option. Loving God is loving others. And those who truly love God love others. Okay, so I'm sorry if I got a little bit preachy there, but this is connected to the love where you live, because love where you live is an action too. So when you invest in where you live emotionally, You invest in the people there too. You invest in the creation there too. You do the actions of love for your neighbors. Do the actions of love for our good creation, for the environment. And you probably have lots of good ideas about how to do this. But the actions of love mean investing in the people where you live, being there for them, investing in the earth where you live, being responsible for it, treating it well. And it's not just a program. It's just being natural. It's just being a good neighbor. That's it. I know this old wise man, and he really understood this in his bones, like deep down inside. I remember one day going to him for some advice. I found myself in a situation that I wasn't really happy in because it wasn't that place that I thought I would end up in, that I thought I would be happy in, that I imagined I would be. And I guess I was just feeling a little bit malcontent. So I shared this with him. And he said this to me, "Kevin, you need to bloom where you're planted." He was a guy that lived like this. He was generous and he was just filled with love. You could see it on his face. He had laugh lines and just an ability to take joy in everyday small things. And I think that is just such a secret to living a happy and productive, godly life. Bloom where you are planted. Be present. Be in the moment. Be in the place. Be with the people. Love where you live. So today, no matter where you're at, no matter where you live, no matter what life is throwing at you, love where you live. Make that decision now, not later. Love where you live. Well, I really hope that this little phrase, love where you live, will help you live a better life. And I think that if we take this seriously, we can seriously change the world. Love where you live. Let's do it now, today. So I want to thank you for listening. It's been a great season. It's been a great first year for me. I look forward to growing with you next year in September. And I hope that you feel better equipped to deal with life than you did before. And it's been great to talk about things that help us live better lives. I look forward to connecting with you on our next podcast in September. Until next time, keep the faith and live in hope.
Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe so that you can catch all our future episodes. You can search for us as FBC Perspective on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.